In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. From the Gospel of today, the last two verses, Jesus said, "So you also, when you see all these things, know that it's near at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till as these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." Glory be to God forever, Amen. During the last 2 weeks, the readings, you know, from the Gospel, all the readings of the Gospel during the Mass, during the liturgies, focus only on the end of the days. Because we are now, we will celebrate the end of the year, of the Coptic year, and we will celebrate also the beginning of the new Coptic year. That's why all the reading, it's focused only on the second coming and the end of the day and then the end of the life. It's only to remind us that we are very near. That's why we have to remind us every the end of the year, we have to remind us about very important point that maybe this is will be the end of my life. The end of the year, it's maybe it will be the end of my life. And the problem of our life, in our life, that we promise God in the beginning of the new year or by the end of the year, I try to promise God a lot. I try to tell him, okay, I will change. I will be very good. Or I will promise you to, for example, to pray more. But the problem that I begin and start for 1 week, the second week, and the third week, I stop. There is no continuously. I can't continue my life, my spiritual life. This is the difference between me, myself, and between, for example, the saints. The difference between me and the saints, it's totally, it's only with this point. The continuity. That's why let's make the title and the subject of, for example, of today is let's begin a new and good beginning. And now we can say, for example, exactly Jesus said like this when he said that if you go, for example, and see someone who tried to construct or build a new building and he couldn't continue this build, it's shame on him. How he started and he didn't make any calculation, for example, for to continue his life or to continue his, this building. And this is the same in my spiritual life. The same in my spiritual life. I have to calculate and do preparation to continue my life. And this is different between, again, between anyone and between the saints. Then, first of all, let's do a small point about what is the reason which prevent and obstruct my continuously in my spiritual life. First of all, the week starting or the week beginning. It's mean. Now we are by the end of the Coptic year or any year in our life. Okay, by the end of the year, I have to focus only and to talk to God. Now I have to begin a new beginning. The problem, if I begin with a weak beginning, it means that it's fake. It means, for example, okay, I will begin, for example, for a new beginning and I have to pray. And let's start to pray. Can we start by or begin, for example, by our Father only? Are you serious? Are you serious that you begin talking to God by only to say to him, our Father, only during the day that you spend only a 1 minute or 2 minutes only to talk to God during the 24 hours? This is a weak beginning. That's why after, if it's this weak beginning and after only a week, even our Father, it's not be exist anymore. Then, for example, that's why St. Paul, the apostle, he was far away from God in the beginning. He persecuted all the Christians. And he never, if we think in this day, he will never change. But when he received the message from God, He began his beginning by 40 days in the wilderness in first, then he began a strong beginning. God touched his heart and he decided to change. And this is the difference. The problem that in the beginning I will have to open a discussion and argument with God. I have to pray, but I give you only 2 minutes or 3 minutes only? It's an argument, which is totally wrong. God is waiting only my prayers because He loves me and He is waiting also to my love. Then the problem that I'm waiting only, what I have to do, I'm praying only for 2 minutes, thank you God. And that's it. This is a very weak beginning. Then, if I decide, for example, by the end of this year, a Coptic year, for example, I have to decide to change, then I have to take the decision and strongly, with a strong decision, to change. And I have to see my weakness point and I have to decide with God and promise Him to change. Then I going strong. For example, today I have to pray to like spend for like 15 minutes with God. A decision. And strong. One came to me in confession and she told me like, I have a lot of things to do, for example, in my house, in my home. I have kids, I have husband, and I have a lot of things. How I can talk to God? And the problem that really sometimes we are, and we will see the second, one of the points is the busy. I'm busy all the time. Then what I have to do? Then I told her, okay, let's make it like this. If you, for example, someone calls you from your parents or your friend or whatever, and she needs to talk to you by phone, and you for sure you will spend 10 to 15 minutes at least because you want to hear what she needs. Exactly. Then I have to tell all my husband and also my kids, I have a meeting with God for 10 minutes. Leave me away. I have a meeting with God for 10 minutes. I have a meeting. Now, it's like this. We have a time, especially time for God. Also, the kids will know very well that mom will meet God now for 10 minutes. We have to be quiet. And they will learn this. It's very important. The second point with from the reason which is obstruct my continuously in my spiritual life, although the motivation, the absence of a motivation. There is no motivation. Then if I begin, for example, I decide to go and to pray and to be with God more and to be more close to God, but the problem that after a while I fell. Why? There is no motivation. And what is a motivation? Let's say it like this. If I tell you now, today is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday. Then there are left 5 days only, not for on the year, in my life. What I have to do in my life. Now only 5 days left in my life. What I have to do. I have someone who will call it, okay, I have to go to pray. Or maybe a year ago, I didn't pray. One time, one other one will go to the church because he needs to take the communion. Or someone else, he will go to confess because he needs to confess. Or someone, he needs to go to someone because I need someone to forgive me, for example, because I did a lot of mistakes against him. Then if I have this motivation every day, by the beginning of the day, I have only to take, this is the last day in my life. Only what I have to do. This is also a motivation. Because if I will meet God by the end of the day, by the end of the life, then I have only, for example, a few hours, maybe, or a few days, maybe, or a few months, or a few years. But I'm not sure. Then I have to do what I have to do is only to put the target and the goal in the heaven, and I will meet God maybe after an hour. Then I have to live with God, and I have to do everything good with God, for God, in this hour only. And this is also another motive. It's a motivation. One of also the reason which is obstruct my or prevent my consciously my spiritual life. I'm always busy. I'm always busy all the day. I have no time to do anything to meet God, for example. That's why I decided with this, with who came to me for confess, okay, let's make it like this, a 10-minute a meeting with God. And let's say this is the subject and the title of this one, a meeting with God. 15 minutes with God. It's not too much. I spend a lot of things I'm busy. I'm spend a lot of time with I don't know, friends, with parents, with families, with kids, with, okay, but where is God in my life? And this is a small question. Where is God in my life? That's why if I decide only to spend like a 10 or 15 minutes, it's good. Okay, at least we can step, but it's a meeting. I'm talking with my friend and my father. And this is also very important. The problem also, it's not a busy because I'm busy with also a lot of things in my life. For example, work or kids or whatever. No, I'm busy also with my cell phone. A Facebook, texting, we can imagine, only calculate how much we spend on Facebook. And what I'm doing exactly, I'm texting my friend, or I post whatever on the Facebook, or I do it whatever, what I'm, okay, I spend like a lot of time. Can you do the same Facebook with God? Can you post, for example, something to him? Then I spend a lot of time. I'm busy. And for example, if someone like come to me, Abuna, I'm very busy. I can't do anything. I have a lot of time. And if I'm going through the schedule, yes, it's very busy. But there is a lot of things. What you are doing between this one, Abuna, I have to take a rest and then I have to Facebook. Or I have to text someone, or I have to play, or I have to go to play PlayStation. Then how much am I doing this? Like what? That's why I have to understand and to recognize that a lot of spent time, lost time during my life. And I have to also to find a specific time for God or to God. Another thing which is very important, a reason to prevent or obstruct my continuously in my spiritual life, the self-confidence. I'm very good. No need to God. No need to God. We can say like, I'm very good. I am a deacon. I'm here in the church. I take the communion. I'm do everything. I'm praying. I'm come to the mass, the liturgy. I'm very good. Why I have to change? I had to change what? I'm very good in my life. My spiritual life is very good now. I'm very good, God. That's why this is a problem. Exactly, I'm afraid because Jesus sent the same message to the angel of the church of Laodiceans. He said like this, because you say I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I'm afraid that maybe if I had the self-confidence in my spiritual life that I am good and I tell myself that I'm very good, I'm no need to go to confess, I'm no need to go, for example, to change, to do anything in my spiritual life, to grow my spiritual life, I am very good now, that's why I'm rich. Then coming back from God, he will say to me, you are blind, you are poor, you are miserable, you have nothing, I'm not rich. And this is what we said before, I'm very weak. I'm very weak, and I have to understand this. I'm very weak, and only the strength that I'm receiving, I'm receiving from God. And from God, when I come to the church and take the communion first, and then my relationship with God, give me the strength. It's very important. Then, to describe, for example, what is the strong beginning. The strong beginning, it's coming with a clear decision. And without retreat. For example, now we are the end of the year. And we have to decide, for example, I know that I am very weak, for example, in my prayers. Then I have to take a clear decision. I have to take time to talk to God. I have to meet God in 15 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes. But let's make a strong beginning. The problem that I always take the decision, but without clear decision, or without, it's not as strong, it's a very weak decision. That's why what I have to do, I have to decide, and not, okay, let's start by tomorrow. No, Habibi, I can't start by tomorrow, I have to start now. Now, can we do it? Okay, everything will settle in my life, I will start, or I will begin to pray. Okay, you will never pray. This is a weak decision. No, now I have to go to pray. Now, today, by the end of the day, before going to sleep, I have to decide to talk to God and to meet God in 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And I have to stop thinking, for example, or there is bad thoughts, for example, or whatever. Then I have also to decide to stop everything. Then everything, we have a lot of things in my life, in our life. I told you before that I'm a weak, that's why I have to decide to change. Then first of all, I have to take a clear decision. Also, the problem when I have to take the clear decision, after a while, after a week or 2 weeks, for example, the devil comes to me, what you're doing? If it is warm, if I'm warm in my spirit, and it's very good, and I begin like a strong beginning, the devil come to me and will tell me like this, what you're doing? What? You are very weak. And are you sure that God here to you? And you are busy. You have a lot of things to do. You spend like 10, 15 minutes with God? No. Or you are tired. Go to sleep now. And he stopped me. These thoughts retreat me. That's why I have to stop all the thoughts. The thoughts is coming to me as a small fox. That's why I have to stop all the thoughts. Stop all the thoughts again. Don't go with the discussion with the devil, because he will success. Every day he will be the winner. If we go with a discussion, an open discussion with the devil, for example, he comes to me, no, you are tired to pray now. No, I think that I am good. I have to go to pray. No, but you are very, you know what? You have a lot of things and you spend like 30 minutes, for example, or more in the discussion, some thoughts in your mind. And after, you will never pray. Because he is very good. He will be the winner. Also, another point with the strong beginning, it's accompanied by discoveries. What discoveries? When we told before that we have to begin a strong beginning. When we'll begin a strong beginning in my life, my spiritual life with God, okay, I will discover a lot of things. I will receive the Holy Spirit, and also I will receive a lot of blessings and grace from God. And this is what I have. I will test this. The problem that I spend only like few minutes with God to talk to him, and he tried to talk to me. He tried to give me blessings. He tried to give me his grace. But I have no time. I have to go now to sleep. I have to go now to work. I have no time to talk to you. And God was surprised. I need to give you a lot of things. Why you stop? Why you stop to talk to me? Can you hear me? No, God, I have no time to talk to you. That's why this is another thing. Then, to not waste a lot of time, let's make it some decision together or do some trainings. First of all, let's consider that this year will be the last year in my life. But let's decide like this. This year will be the last year in my life, what I have to do. If I put in before my eyes this, it's a motivation to do everything and to be more close to God. Another training. Let's do a specific time with God, as we said. For example, today, by the end of the day, the mom or dad or the kids also, okay, I have a meeting with God for 10 minutes. Let's make a decision today, by the end of the day again. It's a training. Okay? We have to find only 10 minutes with God. Also, I have to review my relationship. My relationship is divided by two. The prayer and the love. The prayer is a love to God. And other love is to love all the people. Only two things will give me the permission to go to the heaven. The love of God and the love of people. That means that I have to love all the people. This is what exactly Jesus said in the Bible, even the enemies. Then again, if I have no love in my heart toward God or toward the people, I will never go to the heaven. Then I have to review again my relationship with God and my relationship with all the people. And by the end, the last point is, please read Matthew 5, 6, 7. It's the Sermon on the Mountain. Everything about Christianity and about my relationship with God, it exists in the Sermon on the Mountain. That's why, please, at least once per month, we have to read it. To review, it's exactly like we have to review the laws that I'm here in Canada, for example. That I have, for example, if I'm going driving now the car, but I forget, for example, some laws. And then I go back again and to open the book and to read some laws about what they have, the instructions and everything. It's the same. The same Matthew 5 and 6 and 7. It's the same, the law that I have to follow. Then again, I have to find 10 or 15 minutes with God, at least, we say it like this, okay? And also, I have to review my relationship with God, my relationship with all the people. And also, I have to consider that this year is the last year in my life and read the Matthew 5, 6, and 7 in the Sermon on the Mountain, and glory be to God forever. Amen. No.
Apostolikos entevkene novina nevo to vemetsois eregon ti athoforos emartiros avapisoi ente entokia entevkene novina nevo Jefes maroten jefiot nemeshiri nem piev nev maeth oev tieterei esegike volten oshe mosten tiones
En sofeo bosomen kielesim kielesim hanus mi
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life-giver, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess and baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen.
Forgive me, my Father and my brethren. Shri Φλογισόν,
επί προσευχήσας είχε
ειρήνη πάση
και το πνεύμα της